on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, this is Susan from Timonium, and I'm just calling to ask if I'm a bad mom for leaving my 7-year-old home alone.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, welcome to Mix 106.5, y'all. It's Kramer and Jess. It's a time of week where parents come on because their parenting has been questioned. What are we doing, Jess?
Parents share when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And obviously, I think we all can agree that that's a really just hurtful thing to say to someone. And so we just like to take a look at the situation and really look at what was going on in the first place.
So why? I guess we need more details on, like, why did you leave her home alone and, like, what happened?
I needed one thing from the store, and we live about 5 minutes from Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to go get the cinnamon, and my 7-year-old's like, I am not going. And she was in one of those moods, and her dad was on his way home. I made the decision to run to the store. I ran in, got cinnamon. On my way home, well, my mother-in-law calls and wants to talk to my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just about to pull up. I'll hand her the phone. She's like, what do you mean? And so I explained to her what happened. And she gave it to me.
Wait, what do you mean? She was upset that you left her by herself?
Yes. And not just upset. She called me a bad mom.
When you said she's 7.
She's 7, and she's like an old 7, you know? She's not like a baby 7. She's
right.
An older 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, let's figure this out then. 410-583-1065. Susan's basically saying that her parenting's been in question, y'all, because she decided to leave her 7-year-old daughter at home. And how long were you gone for, approximately?
Barely 15 minutes, if that.
So I just had to run to the grocery store, grab something really quick for dinner. Her daughter was like, I'm not going, not doing it. Put her foot down. Like, I'm sure y'all have had those days before. Mother-in-law finds out, calls her a bad mom. But like, was that like the wrong move to make if your kid's like just being a, you know, PITA and like won't go somewhere? Is it smart just to leave them at home if they're that young? 410-583-1065, Jess.
To be honest, when you first said 7 years old, that did seem very little to me. However, with the circumstances with you saying like it's 5 minutes from you guys, I feel like if the situation was different, like if you left her home by herself for like a couple of hours, that would be alarming to me.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, never.
But I do think that your mother-in-law is out of line to call you a bad mom. I don't think that was warranted.
So I just looked up the law, and like the law here in Maryland says 8.
Okay.
So like, I guess legally, I mean, there's laws for a reason. I'm going to play law here for a second.
Yeah, no, because like, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
what the age was.
Legally though, if it says 8, like, does that make you feel some kind of way now knowing that like you're not supposed to do that legally?
No, that's not the part that bothers me. It's that my mother-in-law thinks that I'm a horrible mother, and I love my daughter more than life itself, and then it's, to have that.
Yeah.
All I do is protect this child, and then to be told I'm a bad mom from my mother-in-law, you know, and this law, I just got to say, I think parents know their kids better than any law does, you know, and I think every family is different. Maybe some 7-year-olds shouldn't be left home alone. I do trust mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get calls. Susan left her 7-year-old daughter home alone. Her mother-in-law called her a bad mom because of that. But like, was that the wrong move?
This is Jesse on 2 in Parkville.
Hey, Jesse.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're good. Do you think it's the wrong move to make for her to leave her daughter home? It was literally 15 minutes while she ran to the grocery store.
So, like, it depends to me because, like, it depends on certain circumstances. It depends on how much you teach your children.
Mm-hmm.
And if she knows not to touch, like, stoves and stuff like that, I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do as a parent. But at the same time, like I was saying before, is that I think that she should have put her foot down and made her kid go with her regardless.
But wait, go back really quick. Go back to the stove. So you think, okay, let's just talk about like, because one thing that Susan mentioned was that she's a, quote, old 7-year-old, right? So you think if a kid kind of knows don't touch the stove.
Like the maturity level.
Don't turn on the bathtub. You know, if you trusted your kid not to do that, then would you feel safe as a parent leaving your kid at home?
I mean, I would, but at the same time, like, children are children. We're the parents.
Yeah, but you would.
So
but you
we
would,
should
though.
Be, as a parent, turn around foot down and say that you're going with us regardless.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. It's almost like it's like theory versus actuality. Like, as a parent, would you, if your kid was being a real pain, like,
but however,
would you
though,
just leave him at home?
What alarmed me about that is when she shared, because it felt like she was trying to make the point of, like, she's mature, she's an older seven. Okay, if that's the case, then, like, why is she throwing a fit and not going with you to the store when you're asking her to do so?
I'll be honest, I'm 41, I still throw a fit, so I don't...
Period. All right. Yeah. You're right.
Hi, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan from Pasadena.
What's up, Megan? Megan, we'll give you final vote here. Do you think it was the wrong thing for her to do?
I am, as a parent, my son is 9, and this might be taboo, but I feel like it's pretty real that, you know your child the best. And I also have a pretty opinionated mother-in-law that's called me a bad mom for less.
Damn,
so
man.
I would say, you know, like, do whatever you think is best as a parent. Obviously,
wow,
you know, that isn't the legal age to leave your child at home.
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, if you know your neighborhood, you know your neighbors. My son has an iPhone that has, you know, tracker on it.
Yeah.
I know where he is. Really, it's just about your communication with your kid, but I really wouldn't tell people if that's what you're... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't let them know that you're doing
it. It's a real thing I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
People, like, that are listening are going to resonate with that.
And I think that's kind of what the conversation is about here. Like, Susan, it sounds like most parents are saying, like, yeah, I know it's illegal, but, like, I probably would have done the same thing as well in that situation, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't. I just feel like this is a 7-year-old. We're not talking about a kindergartner, you know? And, I mean, it's okay. I was just 5 minutes down the road. So that law is ridiculous. And my mother-in-law calling me a bad mom is ridiculous. So I thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.